Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
Son, this is a Navy base, not a playground.
Sir, have a look.
So you think you got what it takes to fly with the Navy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll give you one shot. Bring him in.
Have you seen this, John? This is the promotional video for the NASCAR race they're going to have next year at Navy Base Coronado.
No.
Yes.
I have not seen
yes,
it.
Yes, I put it up on our Facebook page so you can watch it for yourself, but it begins with the, the whoever, a CO or whatever, basically saying, do you have what it takes? And then what they do, and, we're going to find out whether you've got it, and then they go out, like, abducting drivers like Joey Logano.
And
like, I don't know these drivers so well, but I know one of them is like in his pool on a float and a, a Navy SEAL and, a ghillie suit. It's a weird because the ghillie suit is under the water. Anyway, it doesn't really make sense, but he climbs up out of the water and takes him down and, they capture.
Okay, yeah, I gotta go watch it.
They abduct all these guys and they bring them into the Navy base for their, for their test flight racing kind of thing.
Hey, can I get another cocktail?
It's just a whole series of these abductions, one guy's playing golf and then they take him.
Oh my goodness.
Gentlemen, you are here because NASCAR wants you to have a street race on this base.
Hey, this is pretty sick, huh?
Oh, you think this is sick? If you want to race here, you got to show honor, courage, and commitment.
Yeah, and then, of course, he drops him off. Somehow it moves from being Naval Base Coronado to being on board an aircraft carrier, which is fine. I don't mind the changing venue because they're going to find out if they really can handle speed.
Boys think you know speed? You haven't felt real speed. They're going to flip you. They're going to twist you. And just when you think you've reached your limit, they're gonna punch a hole in the sky and drag you with them.
Dude, Clyde, you can do stuff with that pallet? Can't be any worse than your driving. Sick burn, Peaches.
Speaking of sick,
the Burning Carpenter's not gonna like that. Hey, boy.
You like that joke? Sabrina
yes.
Carpenter's not gonna like that. See, pukes in the bag.
Burning Carpenter's not gonna like that. Hey, boy.
I feel the need.
I feel the need.
Oh, seriously, guys.
Need for speed.
I thought it was so adorable because they swear a couple times in it. That's why I bleeped it out. And it's not bleeped in the video, but the text service bleeps it. Like the Navy produced a text service. Anyway, it's just kind of a weird thing. So anyway, they go flying. They get some speed out that way.
Bad up there, gentlemen. But let's see how you handle this next mission. This is NASCAR street course. And that is the Navy security force. You make it to the finish line without getting caught, you have my respect.
You go that
Look
way.
At this.
So they're giving them cars to race around the base and elude the security forces.
We're so done.
We're screwed.
You have to go this way.
Thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Why did we not bring SVG?
Guys. So then they get in their cars. They're racing around the base. I think they're in a Mustang, if I remember correctly, and, running around. And, I don't know. It's sort of a little long, but finally they get to the end and they've done whatever they're supposed to do.
Gentlemen. You set the standard, and you matched it. And I am pleased to say that you belong here with us on this sacred ground.
Let's get to work on bringing NASCAR to the Navy.
Yeah, so first time on a Navy base, they're going to have the street race NASCAR style. I guess they did in Chicago, right?
Right.
Is what they did the first couple of years or whatever. So pretty cool. Driving on the tarmac, driving around town,
Turn left, turn right, turn left, turn right. Yeah.
Well, maybe a little bit more complicated than that. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know what they're going to make the race. I was looking at the aerial from Naval Base Coronado to see if I could kind of see where they were likely to do it, and I don't know. But anyway, the promo's great.
That's so cool.
The promo's hot.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah, I absolutely absolutely do. 614 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get a roof replacement, look, nobody ever wants to, but, you know, you have to every once in a while because, you know, things go wrong or there's damage or it's just old, you know, and of course, insurance. Now, you got to replace them all the time, it seems. Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward built this company back in 2006, and they have been going strong ever since. 19 years in the business, thousands and thousands and thousands of roofs replaced. They actually have 1,000 reviews on Google. At a 4.9, which is unheard of. They show up periodically. My wife goes on Nextdoor sometimes, and she says that periodically somebody will ask, you know, hey, who's a good roofer? And there's always a list of two or three, and they are always, always on this list. Like every single time they're on this list. They donate to local charities. They're big supporters of, you know, local youth sports, our Gateway, Dave Ramsey Education, Santa Rosa County Schools, like all of that kind of stuff. But more to the point, they just do what they're supposed to do. You know, return calls, talk to you like you're a regular person, take photos before and after, and then all kinds of little innovations that you might not care much about but wind up making the product better and your, you know, the cost, keeping those costs down. So if you need a new roof, give them a call. They'll take care of it. Or if you're not sure if you need one, and usually you do because usually you're just putting it off for a couple of years and it's actually cheaper to get one than it is to delay the cost and then pay more as it will be. So, but they'll explain all that to you. It's actually very straightforward. And every single kind of roof, any kind of roof, they can do it. 777-0961, QualityRoofingSolutions.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, 90, 98. They are all looking good. I'm not seeing any delays this morning. Great news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the Washington Commanders. And in this instance, it really is a sad day of remembrance because, as you all know, President, we still can't believe he got elected again, has said he will use his leverage to coerce the Commanders to revert to their former name in order to secure a stadium deal in the District of Columbia. He even derisively called them the Washington Whatevers, as if it's beneath him to honor them with their actual name. And although we'd like to think the team will resist this pressure, it's been our tragic experience that whatever What's-His-Name wants, What's-His-Name gets. So we are resigned in advance to having to watch the Washington R-Skins, we obviously aren't going to say that horrible racial slur that rhymes with bedskins, playing football on Sunday. And yes, even though a 90% super-duper majority of indigenous people surveyed consistently said they were not offended by the name Rouge Skins, everything's less offensive when you say it in French, this does not matter. The sixth rule of wokeness clearly tells us that only the wounds of the offended matter, even if the wounded are a minority of the minority being wounded. So if 10% are incensed, that's the key fact. The hurtfulness of the handful or even the single aggrieved one always matters more than the indifference of the masses. That's literally why we call it being woke, because it doesn't happen to everybody. Only the few special, privileged insiders are hypersensitive enough to have had the epiphany of race, gender, and sexuality awareness enhancement that our order depends on. Now, yes, it's true. We don't really love the name Commanders either, since it obviously implies a superior-inferior relationship or hierarchical power structure where one person is issuing commands and another person is obeying them. We, of course, believe in communal, collective, consensus-based decision-making, or what we like to call the triple C structure of golden government based on mutual love, respect, and gentle caressing. But still, Commanders is so much better than calling them the Washington Purple without the Blueskins. One other note. Since we're talking about this, President Whatever has also said he wants baseball's Cleveland Guardians to change their team name back to the I-Blankians. In fact, his favorite pastime appears to be ripping off the cosmetic labeling of wokeism and reverting names to their former inglory, whether it's mountains or military bases or professional sports teams. Also, we don't know whether he intends to resurrect that horrific, grinning, red-faced caricature Chief Wahoo as well, but we can only assume that goes with the package, and calling them the Cleveland Otherwordians will certainly bring many ignominies with it, Mr. President. I stands for Indigenous peoples, not that other term. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we received truly sad news this week that one of our very most favorite thought leaders, Stephen Colbert, has lost his job telling America what to think on CBS's Late Show.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And
yes, I know it's depressing for us to find this out so suddenly when we have a mere 10 months left to grieve the loss of our hero, the man whose audience share was the highest in his time slot and 50% better than Jimmy Kimmel's. But it gets worse.
It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
So not only are we losing our beloved Captain Anti-America, but CBS isn't even going to be producing a talk show in that time anymore. They're essentially abandoning the slot to something else, the nature of which we can't even speculate upon at this point. But rest assured, it won't be the reliable propagator of sturdy anti-republicanism that it is now, for shame. Now, yes, it's true, the show costs about $100 million a year to make, employing 200 people, but losing $40 million a year. But $40 million is a small price to pay for saving America from the forces of MAGA, isn't it? Does this mean we can no longer depend on the financially self-destructive but politically reliable support of one of our big four broadcast networks? How can we be competitive in next year's midterms if the unified front of broadcast television starts to crumble? And yes, although we do cherish our dear Stephen, it does trouble us no small amount to realize that he apparently did not offer up any of his own $15 million salary to save the show. It certainly is nice of him to lament the loss of 200 jobs, but he would have been a better comrade if he had reduced his own salary to a still lavish, say, $1 million to offset the losses and perhaps rescue his fellow members of the proletariat from their occupational doom. And yes, we know some of our enemies will seize on this fact as evidence that socialists are never really serious about their commitment to equality. But to this, we simply refer you to the approved 47th edition of Rules for Socialists 25B subsection 15. All economic rules apply only to the ordinary folk, and never to the leaders who make the financial dreams of those folk come true. So now we will be left with only one champion at night, Jimmy Kimmel. plus once a week Jon Stewart on Comedy Central and all the network news and CNN and MSNBC and the newspapers and the universities and the musicians and the filmmakers and the tech companies and the unions. Well, still, we hate to lose even one of our most cherished apostles. We certainly hope he's not the coal bear in the coal mine. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we are so happy to award this week's holy and anointed garland of rainbow equality to the fine engineers at Mercedes-Benz for the pioneering work on their next-generation electric sports car, the C590. Now, obviously, we love the fact that the upper levels of race car enthusiasm are finally being conquered by electric motors. But that's not the real reason we love this car so much. You see, the key distinguishing feature of the C590 isn't its high-performance, no-combustion engine. It's the advanced external speaker system that make it sound like a Mercedes V8 engine. That's right. Realizing that speed freaks raised to love their planet-killing, gas-guzzling, rumble-inducing sports cars would only be enticed away by something that sounded like speed, Mercedes has given them what they want. And why not? This is no different than making plant-based imitation meat bean curd patties look and taste like actual hamburgers, or pummeling and shaping flax and chia seeds to seem like eggs, or using LEDs instead of, you know, actual light bulbs. In fact, although this has not been engineered yet, we look forward to a future where drivers can select different sounds and feel depending on their mood for the day or the moment. There's no reason any car has to have just one sound. Why not let the C590 switch between sounding like the old Mercedes AMG GT, the AMG C63, or the AMG W204 as you desire, perhaps even emulating the distinctive noise of other manufacturers entirely? If engine revving is going to be fake, why not let it be that of a Ferrari or a Porsche or a Lamborghini or even an F1? The possibilities are theoretically endless. But other than the novelty and fun, do you not see, dear other, and why this is such a beautiful innovation? It means that yet another class of things has shed the burden of being binary. This means that the future of Mercedes, and perhaps all cars, is trans-propulsional. This goes way beyond the awkward half-breed hybrids like the Toyota Prius or the Ford Fusion. No, we finally have truly trans-engineal vehicles, or TEVs for short. No longer must a sports car be limited to its locomotion assigned at birth. Finally, vehicles manufactured electric can identify as internal combustion. The C590 has innards without pistons and spark plugs, but now it can sound like a turbo diesel because it identifies as a V8. And if sports cars can be trans, in fact, if the entire line of Mercedes can be trans AMGs, then anything goes. And what could be more inclusive than an EV on the inside pretended to be a muscle car on the outside, even sounding like the complicated tranny that it doesn't even have? So beautiful. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
Or as we like to say, trannygress. John Pickens, that's traffic on the five.
I don't... Okay, let's...
I kind of like that. I kind of like trannygress.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. We've got... An accident.
You're going to be okay?
No. I got an accident on East Fairfield Drive at Davis Highway. No roadblock associated with this one, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, we're good. No delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Welcome back, John.
Was it TVE? Is that what it was?
TEVs, trans-engineal vehicles.
Yes. I was like, oh, my God.
Trans-propulsional. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'm sorry. Is it my turn?
It is your turn now. Go on.
Well, we are seeing a lot of reaction over the death of Hulk Hogan yesterday. The 71-year-old former world champion died at his home in Clearwater.
And Hulk, for many, many years, he burst on the scene at WWE in the mid-1980s. He'll be missed. He was an icon around the world and a good friend.
That's Education Secretary Linda McMahon. She talked with Fox News.
She deceived us into thinking it was the end of the hour.
She did.
Go on.
Let's see here. Where else was I at? You caught me as I was preparing some audio.
Andrew. All right, fair enough.
So I'm on the wrong page here. Let me. There we go.
Seamless.
Justice Department. That's right. The Justice Department and Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell will be meeting today again. Maxwell's lawyer said after their first meeting in Tallahassee yesterday that his client answered all questions and answered them honestly. Of course, that coming as there's a lot of pressure for release of the Epstein documents.
But David, you've missed the best story of yesterday.
Really? What's that?
All day. Chuck E. Cheese got arrested.
Oh, I heard about that.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, a guy, an employee at Chuck E. Cheese, wearing the Chuck E. Cheese outfit, got arrested wearing the outfit. He was reported by one of the customers, I think, as, you know, doing some kind of credit card fraud or something. Anyway, the police came, they dragged him out in uni. So all the kids got to see their beloved icon get rescued. Get taken away and abducted. They took the hat off outside, and I do hear bail was set at 3,500 tickets.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is going to head back to a Tallahassee prison today to continue a discussion about Jeffrey Epstein with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question. She never stopped. She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer.
That's Maxwell's attorney, David Marcus. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking and other charges, sentenced to 20 years in prison in 2022. Thai and Cambodian troops clashing for a second day along the border.
The border has long been the site of tensions, and each country is accusing the other of causing this current flare-up. The most violent conflicts have been near a disputed thousand-year-old temple.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. More than 60,000 people have reportedly been displaced. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 82 degrees here in Pensacola today. Well, the University of West Florida has approved a new position to assist the new interim university president. Clifford Humphrey was approved as the new vice president of strategic initiatives, chief of staff for interim president Manny Diaz. Trustee Susan James wrote in with these comments.
Why are we hiring a permanent chief of staff for an interim president? What problems does hiring this additional position solve? Are the base salary and related benefits in line with UWF standards and comparable to other UWF positions?
Humphrey does have an extensive resume. He most recently served under Diaz in the Florida Department of Education as the vice chancellor. He also spent a decade in education at a private school in Pensacola and also at a school overseas. The position was approved with a salary of $180,000. Well, the Blue Angels are going to find themselves in a courtroom.
A Seattle woman has sued the Blue Angels, claiming its jets traumatized her dying cat. Lauren Lombardi claimed the Blue Angels air shows over Seattle in August 2023 and August 2024 put her cat under extreme distress. The lawsuit was filed against the Blue Angels commander at that time, Adam Bryan, Lieutenant Ben Bushong, and an unnamed social media administrator of the Blue Angels. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. The city of Pensacola does still plan to sell the old Pensacola Motor Lodge. That sale will reportedly include a stipulation for the buyer, though, that they have to develop affordable housing there.
Our plan, we're certainly 100% committed to bringing affordable housing to the site. That will happen.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, the city had leased that property out to a developer that intended to develop affordable housing there, but the project was reliant on affordable housing tax credits that they ended up not being awarded. Reeves says the lease has been canceled. The city's planning to sell the property, but add a provision that it has to be used for affordable housing or it would revert back to city ownership. Well, President Trump says he knows who he wants to win Florida's next Senate election. Trump endorsed Senator Ashley Moody yesterday. She took office back in January after being appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis to replace Marco Rubio, who, of course, left to become President Trump's Secretary of State. Moody plans to run in 2026 for her first full 6-year term. Trump made the endorsement yesterday on Truth Social. He said Moody's doing a tremendous job of representing the incredible people of Florida. A Volusia County man is facing dogfighting charges. The sheriff's office there announcing that Dillon's Jason Biggers was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly running a dogfighting ring. Deputies say they seized 30 dogs from the home. Many of them had injuries and were living in cramped cages without clean water or adequate shelter. Biggers is now charged with animal cruelty and baiting and fighting of animals. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Rolling back to accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. 90, 98, not seeing any delays either on 29 or Highway 90. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. 70% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 89. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77 degrees. Going into Sunday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 92. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 80 degrees right now. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The 10-year Treasury yield was flat this morning as investors weighed the slate of trade developments and economic data in the past week. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury was less than one basis point higher at 4.414%. The 2-year yield was also little changed at 3.925%, as was the 30-year yield at 4.954%. In its most definitive statements regarding the opening date of its $40 million center in Louisiana, Amazon says it plans to begin hiring this weekend with an anticipated opening sometime this fall. Interested applicants should text "new job" to 31432 to sign up for mobile alerts. Oil prices are slightly higher on U.S. and European Union trade optimism, as well as Russian gasoline cuts. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $66.24 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $69.39 per barrel. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 316. That's Your Money Now.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fast can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better, with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer. Meijer Grocery.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. And the fact that private citizens were willing to say, hey, we're willing to help pay for this. We want to see this property protected. And it's one of those situations. It's a wetland and a salt marsh. And we all understand not all wetlands are created equal. This is a very unique and sensitive area. And frankly, it's one you cannot recreate it. If it was to go away, if it was to be mitigated and fill and build, you can never recreate it. You can't find another place on the water and try to recreate this type of salt marsh. And it's a perfect opportunity to have it designated as part of the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
This is Commissioner Colton Wright in Santa Rosa County at the commission meeting talking about that conservation parcel proposed to be bought from a private seller. It's out behind the Gulf Breeze Zoo, and it's kind of a unique environmental parcel. And, you know, it was going to be $1 million that the state was going to fund $850,000 of, but then the Governor DeSantis came along with his I Hate Alex Andrade vetoes. And put that $1,000 away. $150 came from Save Our Sound side, and Colton Wright was proposing $500 to go from, I'm going to probably get this wrong, it was $500 from conservation and $350 from TDT, if I remember correctly. So tourism, because it's a tourism thing, sort of, and, you know, environmental tourism or, you know, recreational tourism. And then also, you know, some money from the conservation fund as well. And he wanted to make sure people know that they've had all these budget problems in Santa Rosa County. That doesn't mean that they can't do relatively minor things like this.
While there has been discussion about the county having budgetary issues, it doesn't mean we can't do projects that are $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, particularly when you have the ability to take those monies out of siloed funds, like tourism development dollars that can't be used for infrastructure, can't be used for other things. A conservation fund that we've set aside, we can still do those kind of things. It would be similar to a household that says, look, I can't go out and build two vacation homes right now, but I can buy a new car. We can't go out and do $25 and $30 million projects right now using general fund dollars, but we can do some of these very important smaller projects.
And remember, the pushback had come from Ray Eddington in District 4 Navarre, where he didn't want to give up what he considered to be kind of his TDT funds for projects. And then Rhett Rowell on the north end in District 3 had pushed back and didn't want to give conservation what he thought was for farmland and not for, you know, this kind of thing. So Ray Eddington's going to get us started. And as seems to be happening relatively frequently recently, it's going to get weird with Ray Eddington real fast. Okay, so here, listen.
And I'm all for helping with this, but I do not want to take my $300,000 right now. I'm all against taking this $300,000 right now. That'd be a no to me, because we've already promised this stuff we got coming to that beach. Yeah, we got some people down on that beach don't need to be there. Just like you said, up there in Panama City, drinking, all that. We got it here, too. We got to stop it.
It seems like a completely different subject to me, but okay.
They couldn't get off the bridge 4th of July because too many people. We need to put a stop. When we get so many people on that beach, put a stop to it. No more coming across the bridge. look what's going to happen tomorrow and Saturday. It's going to be packed again.
For Blue Angels.
Blue Angels. But I'm all against taking my $300,000. I'm against it. And that's the way I feel.
The beach is closed for at capacity? Is it like a theme park where the fire marshal's going to come in and tell you that? I mean, are you? Did he really propose closing down the beach because it's too busy? What?
I'm not sure how you're going to stop people from coming on the beach. I don't know how you figure out what the number is and say, okay, not one more person. I'm not quite sure how we accomplish that.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Kerry Smith echoing Colton Wright.
I understand your passion for what you're trying to accomplish on the beach and the traffic situations, and I agree. You can't – this is the United States of America. The minute somebody comes and tells me I can't go to a certain part of my county because there's too many people on it, I'm going to be a little ticked off.
Well, I agree. But you know where I'm coming from, okay?
I'm not sure I do. I mean, I understand being frustrated at, you know, the wrong people being on the beach, disruptive, unruly, whatever. I get your frustration at there being too many people on the beach, crowded traffic, inconvenience, gridlock. The part I don't get is the part about we're going to put a boom barrier down across the causeway and be like, no more people. We're totally full for today. That's it. Turn around and go home. That's the part I'm not quite sure about. But anyway, back to the discussion about the conservation parcel, which is what this was really all about. Before that, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you are on Highway 29 going north of East 9 Mile Road, you're going to see some minor delays right there at the intersection. But everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
All right. Thanks so much, John. And as we're kind of sort of speaking about real estate, if you're thinking about making a real estate transaction, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic at helping you with that. And, you know, look, I'm a big believer in, you know, multiple options. So if you've got a friend or a family member or somebody goes to your church that's in real estate and you're thinking about them, I mean, it's fine. Include them on your list. Just include Christina on your list. You know, get maybe three names, okay, and ask them your questions, and then you decide who you're most comfortable with or who you think is going to get you the best results. You know, one of the things about Christina is she won't just answer your questions, but she'll help you ask better ones. Because, you know, having so much experience, they sell about three and a half, four homes a week. 165 last year, you divide by 52, you get a number, right? So they sell a lot of homes, which means a lot of experience, a lot of knowing whether you can, if you're buying a home, to replace the air conditioner or the roof, or whether somebody who can ask you and whether you have to say yes or no, or how that's going to work. Like, the market has changed a lot in the last 5 years, you know, not just in terms of prices or, you know, the speed, but the things that are normal to ask for or not have to be asked for. And knowing that, because you know what's happening every single day in the market, that's the kind of experience you get with them. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to this conversation about purchasing this parcel for conservation on the Sound Side right out by the Gulf Breeze Zoo that Commissioner Wright had brought to the county commission. And there'd been a little bit of pushback on the funding, basically. First, Ray Eddington didn't want to give up what he considered to be his TDT funds.
We don't want to not have visitors, but I think it's appropriate to say when we can take those dollars that they've generated us and find a way to provide a benefit back to the citizens that we can all use and our kids can go use, I think that's appropriate. I mean, I'm certainly willing to hear other proposals, but if you're just saying no to the TDC dollars, period, and we should pull more money out of conservation, if that's your proposal, then, I mean, I'd like to hear it. But I think $350,000, I think some monies from TDC is appropriate.
And also Kerry Smith, the chairman, mentioning that, you know, this idea like it's your TDT money is kind of a mistake, especially because, I mean, in Escambia, you could maybe more have that view, you know, as being elected by single district. But in Santa Rosa County, everybody's at large. So everybody's elected by everybody. I mean, you know, Kerry Smith and Rhett Rowell and Bobby Burkett represent Navarre Beach every bit as much as Ray Eddington does because they're all elected by everybody.
I want to make sure everybody understands, and I know it's just a matter of how we talk, but you're saying it's kind of sounding like we're in Escambia County and we work by districts. We are an at-large county. We all work together to get this county moving in the right direction, and you're stating that the $300,000 is yours in the TDC, and you're basically saying that all of it's going to District 4.
And by the way, if you're new to all this or this is just you're kind of like, well, one person says TDC, one person says TDT. TDT is the tax, tourism development tax. the tax is collected and then managed by first recommendation by the TDC, who decides what to do with it and recommends that to the Board of County Commissioners, who then the BCC takes a vote on these things. You know, government's almost as bad as the military when it comes to acronyms. But in any case, you know, one of the issues on this is that it's a time-sensitive thing. You know, the guy who owns it could sell it to developers, and they're trying to avoid letting it become just a bunch of houses, losing the environmental benefit, causing the problems that having it become a bunch of houses would cause, and, you know, the opportunity to turn it into something really neat or kind of leave it what it is and allow it to be something very neat, both environmentally and also as, you know, walking paths, things like that. So it's time sensitive. They can't just let it sit for, you know, another year when after a year they could come back and ask the legislature again. They can't ask again because it got vetoed, right?
I don't want to punt this out there for a development to come in. I know a lot of the people in this area don't want that to happen. So, you know, we've got the opportunity now. We've got it right before our budget. We can get this situated and cleared up pretty quick. I think it's a pretty easy – I think we got a good easy button here, to tell you the truth.
Well, why don't we just – we're going to be told all that, and that hurt us. And, you know, why don't we just set this back on the burner for a little bit and look at it later?
Because it'll be gone. The dude who owns it will sell it to somebody else. I mean, it's – the whole point is that it's time sensitive. That's why they're wanting to act on it now.
Commissioner Smith and myself were in D.C. representing the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition. Commissioner Rowell went to the legislative delegation, presented the four projects. This was one of them. It was time sensitive, and we've had a property owner that in an entire year has sent email after email after email and text message and calls saying, what's the status, what's the status, what's the status? Because he's got offers for the property on a regular basis. Sir, I'm sorry, but government moves slow. We got to go through the legislative process. Once that goes through, if it makes it to the budget, we still got to wait for the governor to sign the budget, and then we got to make it past the veto. We got right up to the end, and we got the veto pen, and we all know why. And it was retribution against Alex Andrade. Okay? It wasn't right. It wasn't fair. But Santa Rosa County is the one that's taking the beating on it.
Yeah, like all of the DeSantis vetoes that were designed to punish Alex Andrade, they didn't hurt Alex Andrade because he can't even run for re-election. What they hurt is all the people who were going to be the beneficiaries of all of these good projects. Like in this case, the, you know, people of Santa Rosa County and also the Save Our Soundside folks who contributed money for it. And, you know, Kerry Smith's like, look, if we kick this can, you know what's going to happen is they're going to come in for a rezoning and we're going to have a big hubbub and a drama and people are going to say, why didn't you buy the product? You know, why didn't you buy that parcel when you could? And, you know, exactly.
I do not want this to turn into, which is unfortunate, this happened Monday. It immediately turned into and it's so frustrating because I see this happen in this county time and time again. South versus North. Farmers versus beach. Beach versus farm.
And this is because Rhett Rowell, who's the District 3 and was objecting to the using of conservation funds, had said that money's for farming, and now it starts to look like farming in the north versus wetlands or, you know, other kinds of environmental stuff in the south.
There are farmers in this audience that know. For the past 4 years, I was the only advocate you had. You had a district commissioner who didn't care about your district. Trent, I sat and had numerous meetings with you. How do we help? What do we do? And it wasn't until just recently where we're finally getting projects that say, hey, here's what we can do. Look, if I had had something specific, tangible, that we could have done two years ago that was actionable, I would have been all over it. And I would have fought to the death over it. But we had a commissioner sitting in that seat that didn't care. And I didn't have the support. Now the district is represented by someone that truly has a passion for the farms, and that's good. And I am still supportive. I don't think there's anyone on this board that's not supportive.
Yeah, James Calkins he's talking about, who used to occupy the seat that Rhett Rowell now has because Rhett Rowell beat him in the election. The board is actually functioning quite a bit better, except that every once in a while, you know, people get kind of, well, Ray Eddington, you know, a little bit on his side with the TDT, and Rhett Rowell a little bit on the conservation, although I understand where Rhett's coming from, and I understand where Ray's coming from as well. Bobby Burkett said, you know, we need to do this, don't put it on the back burner. Tamara Fountain, who operates the pier stuff, says,
what a great day for Santa Rosa County. Everyone wants to be here because it is the best place in the world. I heard something that was really encouraging. We can put $2 million back and save 2,500 acres of farmland, and we need to do that. That is so important to our county. And we can go ahead and we can buy this property, and we can do so much good in the Santa Rosa Sound, and then eventually we can look at recreation and how we can do wonderful, wonderful things for our children and our citizens.
And that wound up being the deal in the end, as they decided to do this, raise the conservation fund for farmland. And, you know, Tamara's a pretty big, voice for the South End, and she's kind of, I think they're giving Ray Eddington permission, like, it's okay, son. This is an okay thing for you to do.
This, quite likely for me, could be probably the single most important thing that I've done in the last 4 years. Number of reasons for that, dysfunction from the previous board, all kinds of things. But this is one of those things, I'll just tell you, gentlemen, that when the, Mr. Smith got up and spoke, this goes far past our time on this board.
And I think he was the one who was talking about the way this particular property and the water adjacent to it functions in the overall environment of the Sound is pretty, you know, I mean, very invested in all of that because of the salt marsh and how that interacts with, you know, sea life and all, you know, water life, all that stuff. Anyway, so they voted 5-0, which is actually really good. In the end, they had a conversation. There's a little bit of friction. In the end, they wound up putting, you know, $2 million for farm conservation, $500K into this project from conservation, $350 from TDC, $150 from the private. They're going to buy it. It's going to be done. We're all over. Yay. This is a win. It's a win for Santa Rosa County, for sure. So it's good news, despite a little bit of drama and weird stuff about closing the beach. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on the Scambia Bay Bridge going westbound between Avalon and Scenic Highway, we're starting to see some delays there on the bridge itself. About a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you got to manage benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, all of that stuff. Torgerson Consulting. They've been doing this for more than 2 decades here in Pensacola in the area, helping businesses like yours, like ours. They manage our benefits for about 4 years since 2021. And so they come to us with plans every year, give us choices, options, you know, try to give us the best stuff available. And they are great at customer service. Both of which, the better plans, the choices, and also the customer service things, we did not have with our previous benefits management. So I'm really a fan. I like them. They're very personal, easy to reach, always responsive. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot? And hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All my love slaves out there, Thunder Lips is here in the flesh, baby.
Ha 6:59, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
I am. Great choice of music there. That was Hulk Hogan's very first theme song in pro wrestling.
Nice.
Before the Real American song. A California lawmaker wants to know where all the money from the Fire Aid concert went. The celebrity-filled music event apparently raised $100 million for victims of the Los Angeles wildfires. But Congressman Kevin Kelly says none of the victims ever ended up receiving any of that money.
What happened at the Governor DeSantis press conference yesterday related to Hulk Hogan? We'll share that with you next.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.